This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Dr. Steve Safier, who is the CEO and president of Montefiore Medicine. Welcome to the show. Montefiore is a large organization, about 38,000 people, $4.6 billion, 11 hospitals. But in the world of hospitals, there's 5,000 about in America. How are you different?
First of all, Robert, it's a pleasure to be here with you and to talk to you. In many ways, we're similar to other large healthcare systems, and you have the numbers there. The correct one, though, we're at $5.5 billion, but who's counting? Our health system is an academic medical center like others, like all the great ones. It does everything, absolutely everything, that these centers do, and does some things that are totally cutting edge. We do transplants. We have a children's hospital that's exceedingly subspecialized. It has really accomplished some amazing things. We'll talk about that. We have a cancer center. We have a heart center. And these are nationally renowned centers that are collaborative with the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. So they're backed by science. They are institutes and centers that teach tomorrow's doctors, tomorrow's medical students, nurses, physician assistants, and all the professionals to work as teams. What makes us unique and different is that we take care of everybody that comes through our doors, and we work in a footprint of 4 million individuals that are essentially challenged and financially in trouble. And we welcome them all. We take care of them all, regardless of their means to pay. Our payer mix is very challenging. It's 85% governmental, with 15% commercial. In most of the healthcare system in the United States, that is sophisticated, is dependent upon a larger commercial base to underwrite the losses in governmental payments. We have been able to deal with that because we have moved aggressively to transform the way we provide health care. Actually, our model is to keep patients well. And we are at risk for 450,000 of our patients. When you're at risk, you actually can make more money by keeping them out of the hospital, which I think is the right incentive. So you can work hard to take care of the issues that bring people back to the hospital. We have a large ambulatory practice.
5 million a year.
5 million visits a year. And 50% of them are genuine primary care. They're family practitioners, internists, pediatricians, and obstetrician gynecologists.
So I want to ask you, so here if it's actually $5.5 billion, so you are growing very rapidly. Very few hospitals in New York State where all of your areas are located, because you're geographically centered with 11 hospital systems, very few are profitable, yet you are in the structure. What are you doing differently that makes you profitable? And I think a lot of CEOs could learn from that in the structure. Is it strictly that you focus on preventative, or is there anything else?
Yeah. So let me just point out one thing. We'd probably be about $7 billion if we had more commercial insurance and less governmental insurance, which is a stark statement. I mean, it really stands out. So our fuel mix is lean, and that has led to us figuring out how to make it work, which I think the whole healthcare system in the United States needs to do. You can't have 18-19% of the GDP going to healthcare. Somehow we have to become smart about what we do. Now, part of that is moving up on the premium stream, which we have done with these risk contracts, which we began in 1995. So more money stays in the healthcare. Some of it is purchasing smarter. Okay, our size allows us to make discounts on purchasing. Some of it has to do with formularies and how we work with the pharmaceuticals and the pharmaceutical companies, because you can't just be going with the latest trend. You have to be going with what works. But probably the most important component is moving towards this risk model where we are rewarded to keep people out of the hospital when they don't need to be in the hospital. Now, we are penalized, as we should be, if we're just denying care, which is what managed care of the 90s was. It was manipulating price. It wasn't managing the care of the patient. But we manage the care of the patient. So in my mind, that's what our whole healthcare system needs to be doing. And I think we're leaders in that.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Steve Safier, who is the CEO and president of Montefiore Medicine, which is a large system. And when we talk about that system, you've acquired and brought into your model a lot of hospitals: St. Luke's, White Plains, Burke Rehabilitation, Albert Einstein, where you started. What is the secret with bringing organizations in and keeping them within your culture?
Right. Well, obviously, when you acquire somebody, even if they're a going entity, there is a cultural difference. And as you know, institutions tend to have their own cultures. We're not overly demanding in the sense that things take time. Take 2, 3, 4 years to be part of our culture. I look back and I see some of these institutions that came in 7, 8 years ago, and you go there now, and it's completely changed places. It's not just how it looks, it's the culture that is there. So our culture for, you know, since 1912, when we moved to the Bronx, was one of embracing the population that we serve. Now, that has essentially been immigrants for the entire history of Montefiore. If you think about it, the Bronx was the entry point in those days for Jews, other times for Irish or Italians, more recently for Puerto Ricans and Dominicans, and now West Africans. So who comes to America changes, but in my opinion, that migration is what has made us such a strong country. We don't try to move around and just serve the people in Riverdale, which is high end. We serve them, okay? And people travel here from all parts of the country for specialized care. But we take care of this population. We see that as our responsibility.
And you believe that everyone, you believe deeply and viscerally that everyone should have an equal footing in terms of the health care they receive.
As I believe in public education, as I believe in the right to vote, as I believe in our values in this country that embrace all, I actually believe the Statue of Liberty is a beautiful image. And I think of that. And I think it is our job to care for these patients.
And you've done some incredible things. I know there was the historic event, and I think the second time, where you had two children who had their heads adjoined.
Yeah, so it was more than their heads. Their brains and the blood vessels were one. They were connected, including the skull and the skin. And there's only been 7 successful separations of craniopagus twins, which is fused, as you said, at the head. All 7 of them were done by the team at Montefiore. 2 of them were done here. 5 others were done in other countries. It was an incredibly moving experience. The first 2 kids that came here about 12 years ago. They came from the Philippines. We still take care of them. They live in Scarsdale. They go to school. The mother's a nurse. And the second family came from western part of Illinois. And when the mother found out what her children had, which was discovered while they were still in the womb, she searched. She just said, I'm going to make this whole. I'm going to make this work. And she was referred to us, and we brought her here, brought the family here, we embraced them, and the kids are doing fantastic.
We have 1 minute before break. So I want to ask you on a personal side. You've once told me about what you've learned from your mother and father, and I thought that that was really interesting.
Well, you know, we all think about our parents and the impact they have on us. I'm lucky because it was all positive. But in retrospect, when I think about it, my dad taught me to fight, and my mother taught me what to fight for. And that's guided my whole life. That's why I'm a doctor. That's why I'm at Montefiore. I was at Einstein. It is totally the defining approach I take to life, and I think of them frequently. Sometimes I wish they were still around, but they'd be quite old.
They'd be quite proud of you. Probably proud is that you first started by becoming a doctor.
Yeah, you're right.
So we're about to
They were Jewish, so absolutely.
When we come back from break, we're going to talk with Steve, and we're going to find out about your leadership philosophy, and we're also going to find out about your insights on what we could.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're with the CEO of Montefiore Medicine, and this is in an organization, $5.5 billion, with 11 hospitals, 38,000 employees. You've been chief medical officer from 1995. In 2008, you became CEO. If you had to just define one sentence, your leadership philosophy, what would that be?
I think you need to lead with inspiration. You need to inspire people. You need to get them to see the highest values and impact of what they can do. You have to have a vision. You certainly have to have a plan, and you need to know how to get there. But the fire, the fuel, is inspiration.
Let's now talk about the customer experience, or as you might have it, the patient experience. You have 5 million ambulatory visits every year. What is the key to successful customer experience?
Sure. I don't think this is any different from the rest of the business world. It is, in our environment, the caregivers and the professionals are the ones that create a good experience. Coming into the hospital is hard. Mm-hmm. Coming to an ambulatory visit or a subspecialty visit is hard. People have worries, they have concerns, they have families, they have all kinds of things going on. That is mitigated and elevated by the people that care for you. So it's about the inspiration. It's about how you communicate to the people that work here. I make an effort to go everywhere every year. I do town halls. I meet with people all over the organization. Different parts of the organization have come in later, but you're building a culture, and I think that's the key.
Let's talk technology. What is the biggest technology change you've seen over the past year that is impacting your world more than anything?
Right. So obviously we're in a rapid period of time here in terms of technology. In the more recent period, apps, for lack of a better word, mm-hmm. have become, I think, quite important. I'll give you an example of two that
Let's do quick ones because we've limited time.
Okay, so
And we want to talk about America and its future.
So ZocDoc is an app that we use in that ambulatory world, mm-hmm. so that people can access appointments in real time. So it's they download ZocDoc, and they look for the kind of doctor they want. And by the way, people in poor communities as well as in wealthy communities use the computer. The other one I like a lot is Oscar, which is a combination of an insurance company and an app that allows you to navigate how you get your care. And it's a little different than ZocDoc, but in many ways, but they pair well together.
I want to ask you about Albert Einstein College of Medicine and how it informs patients throughout Montefiore.
Right. So the heart and soul of who we are is our medical school, because that's about new discoveries, science, about training the doctors of tomorrow, the PhDs of tomorrow, and really plays an integral role with our residency programs. We train 15,000 interns, residents, and fellows a year, very large educational enterprise. So the Albert Einstein College of Medicine is one of the top-rated NIH, National Institute of Health, supported institutions in the country. It is a place where many, many medicines have been discovered, many, many keys to what's going on with disease. Right now, Zika virus is being analyzed there. They're looking at that. There's, you know, there's not a realm of medicine that hasn't had an impact from the Albert Einstein College of Medicine. It really is central to who we are.
If you had a mulligan in life, what would you do differently?
It's a great question. I've thought about this a lot. I'm a very loyal person. My parents taught me that also. You can be loyal to a fault. You should support the people that work for you. You should support the people that you care about. And, you know, this is like family here. But at some point, if somebody's not performing, in general, earlier in my career, I had kind of a reflex to just keep trying, even though I knew it wasn't going to work. So you have to, yes, that's something that I think people can really get lost in.
It's a great lesson, and I can learn that lesson from you as well. Let's shift over to America and what your thoughts are in terms of how America could handle its health care more. It's always a forefront issue.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I think people frequently say, you know, Winston Churchill, that, you know, after doing everything wrong, America figures out how to do it right. I think healthcare is one of those issues. We need to create an awareness and an openness to how we can get towards providing healthcare for all. And providing healthcare for all at the same level. I don't think Medicaid patients or elderly patients in Medicare are any different than young, healthy people working. We should all have the same quality of care. And as you know, and everybody knows, this is a contentious issue in this country. I don't think health insurance for people like in Medicaid and Medicare is, sure, it's an entitlement, but that's a dirty word. It shouldn't be a dirty word. I mean, if you're old or you're impaired or you're blind or you're a child, 50% of the births that are in New York are Medicaid births.
So this is a CEO audience. What should CEOs do to help improve health care in America?
We need a universal consensus around the issue that all should be insured in this country. It's not about socialism versus capitalism. It's not about, you know, the wrong people being, you know, given something they don't deserve. It's like education. No one challenges the first 12 years in education. Although when it first started becoming the norm, it was different. We had lots of other issues in this country. Women didn't vote in this country until the 1920s. We had slaves in this country. And after we freed the slaves, it took another 100 years to create a pathway so that the people that were slaves could vote. We take a long time sometimes to do what is so obviously correct, and we need to be moving in that direction.
On that inspirational note, Steve, it's a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Well, it's a pleasure for me, too. Thank you.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. It's changed every aspect of my life. That was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing the difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And when your identity is hacked, it's a nightmare. Hi everyone, Paul with Liberty ID. Did you know that children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Is your family prepared? Identity monitoring will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does. Here's an exciting offer for listeners to this station. Go to libertyid.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. That's right, $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's libertyid.com, promo code FREETRIAL. Prepare your family for less than half what other companies charge for only monitoring. LibertyID.com, promo code free trial. LibertyID.com, the name in identity theft restoration.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with
Judith Glazer. How are you, Judith?
Very good. Judith E. Glazer.
Oh, E.
There are three of us with the same name, so I have to claim the E.
And not only claiming the E for excellence, but then we have to say you're the CEO of Benchmark Communications, and we need the E.
Exactly.
Right, because you were the first one, but now there are so many more.
30.
And when we talk, for all the CEOs listening in, we're going to first talk about something called conversational intelligence, which you coined the term.
Yes.
And then we'll talk about your organization, which has now grown to where you've 2,500 consultants in 75 countries.
Correct.
And then we'll talk about personal insights and challenges that you've gone through, some extraordinary challenges where somehow your work has helped you overcome those.
Absolutely.
So let's start off. What do CEOs get wrong when they're trying to change a culture?
Many CEOs come in and they think, oh my goodness, I've just made it to the top of the pyramid. Therefore, I know everything about this area that they've chosen me to sit on top of and manage. And they're wrong. But I can't tell you, maybe 50, 60, 80% sometimes of the CEOs that I first meet who come in, who are green at being a CEO. This is the green ones, not the ones that have had many opportunities. They keep thinking it's what I know that's going to make the difference. So I have to make sure that I share everything I know with everybody. And I have to have a vision that's strong, which we know is true. But then they go around and make the vision and their knowledge about it the most important part of what they give to employees. Again.
Okay, well, that sounds good.
Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
What's wrong? Right. It makes sense to everybody.
Yeah,
of course.
So what's wrong with that?
Because what creates great companies, every single company that I've worked with, and I've worked with hundreds now all over the world, shifts a culture so that the leaders do what's called pull conversations, not push. Pull conversations are where you assume that your people are hired because they know so much that can help your company grow. And that the more you pull, the more they learn, because they love sharing what they know. They love contributing. They love being parts of teams. So many things that we think are not true are true about employees and the leaders that know those secrets, and I call them secrets. And once they get them, everything changes and exponential growth occurs every single time.
Okay, so let's start here. I know you've worked with over 100 of the Fortune 500 CEOs. You've worked with a lot. What are some secrets? Let's get right to that. Then I'm going to ask you to give me a case study, an example.
I'll do a secret and a case study hand in hand for you.
There you go.
Right. So Clairol was a hair dye company. People put dye on their hair back then in the 60s up through the 90s. Steve Sadoff came in to take over the CEO-ship of Clairol. And he wasn't even sure the company was going to stay in business. $250 million, wobbly, what's going on in the world. And so his challenge was to decide to either get out of the business, and he had to determine that, or reinvent the business. And so I was a consultant that was brought in to work with the whole company during that time. And what he did is he fortunately looked at the data that said that hair color is what people wanted, not hair dye. And so he transformed the whole company again in a short amount of time. But the question is, why did he become so successful? This company went from $250 million to $4.9 billion in 7 years.
Mm.
You know companies, you know leaders, you know transformation. It usually takes a lot longer to go from the $250 millions to the billions and being purchased by Procter & Gamble. Unbelievable what he did. And here's the story that is so fascinating. His head of sales said, hey, I know how we're going to make this transformation. I've already figured it out. All you have to do is put me in front of the team. I'll tell them how to do it, and we'll be on board. No mm-hmm. problem. Everything's great, right? And Steve came to me. This is off the record now, on the record. And he said, we can't do it that way. We have a whole company all over the United States. We can't have somebody just telling people what to do and assuming that it's going to work. He knew. He had that bright insight to engage, to involve, to innovate. And so he had me bring the vice president in front of a camera And instead of having him tell the answers to everything that he thought was the right thing to tell people, I did my pull strategy with this vice president and asked him about, well, what are the things that you've been thinking about that might be important for all of us to know, but just been thinking about it, you haven't shared it yet. And I got him to share things that were on his mind. And we captured that as the beginning of what I called the Claral News Network, which became one of the vehicles that I designed to involve all the people in the company in pulling their success stories, pulling their best ideas, and sharing it with the whole company. Nobody had ever done this before. We literally created a news network. And I did videotapes regularly with Steve and with his head of sales, but most importantly, with all of his reps around the country who are taking their new products, bringing them out into the marketplace, and experiencing amazing success. So they became the storytellers for the future of what Claral became.
So the real problem is that CEOs have these ideas for vision, but it's not about getting that out. It's about engaging people and about engaging conversation and making it cascade throughout the entire organization.
And what cascaded is the enthusiasm for people sharing, for people learning together. It's creating these beautiful learning environments where people's conversations became innovative. They weren't prescriptive. And that's the problem. The previous CEO of Ford in 1990, Jacques Nasser, was hired by the board. Everybody thought he was great. He was an outsider. He wasn't Ford, but he was an outsider that was great. And he took his vision around the country to tell everybody what the vision would be. And here's his mistake. Then he came back 3 months later to see what everybody did based on his vision. Nobody did anything, and he got frustrated. He said, wait a minute, I shared my great vision. Everybody was so excited. Why aren't you doing anything? And they said, well, how do you get from this to that? How do you get from vision to reality? And he didn't create the environment for those conversations to support the development. So he was in and he was out. Great idea, wonderful person, but the board said he's out. And they have Alan Mulally coming into Ford, who I've spent some time with recently, to talk about what he did. And he did the opposite. Again, it was this pull behavior. He brought the teams together, and he said, you know, we have an opportunity to say, if you're not doing what you want, you get a red mark, but you also get help from your peers. If you're doing better, you get a yellow, and if you're doing great, you get a green. So he comes into Ford, and he gets everybody together, and he said, let me see your charts. How are you doing? And everybody was green. And he said, this is fascinating. He said, we're $17 billion in debt. $17 billion in debt.
But everyone's getting green. How does this happen? There's something, there's a disconnect.
Yeah, there's something that's not, you know, working. And so he didn't say, you guys are crazy, you're idiots, you're lying. None of that. He just said, that's fascinating. Okay, well, let's talk about what projects people are working on and so forth. And he was so non-judgmental. He removed the judgment. And he brought out people into the room to begin to feel comfortable saying, hey, I need some help. That's the hardest thing for employees to do. They don't want to look like idiots. They don't want to look like they're not there because they were hired for a reason. Knowledge.
So what is really the first step for a CEO to create this pull versus push?
It's to create a trusting environment. It is so...
And the first step to create a trusting environment is
transparency.
And transparency is on talking openly and, okay,
about what's really happening.
And then what happens?
And then when people do that and they realize that, oh my God, nobody's making them look stupid. In fact, people are saying, thank you for saying that because I was thinking. In other words, it's sharing the deep thinking that leaders have going on in their mind, the conversations we have with ourselves need to become public.
Don't they have to worry about that because of shareholders, because of information, because of secrecy?
Of course you have to create.
Okay, so here's, we've about a minute until break. In a digital world that is changing everything, how does this pull versus push work for CEO?
It turns out that there's a place in the brain when people talk digitally to each other to share information digitally called the temporoparietal junction that activates when people share. And the more we teach people how to share technologically, the more our brain starts to get excited with dopamine and all these wonderful neurotransmitters that make sharing easy.
So let's talk. You have 1 minute left.
Yes.
If you had to codify what your advice to a CEO is who wants to transform their organization, right, what would that be?
Get people together to partner and co-create. use that language so people know it's okay to do it. It's not just about the eye. It's about the eyes inside the we and how they work together to transform and build a vision for transforming the company. It's so simple. And when that happens, people say, finally, this is what we needed. This is so much easier when I can be open and talk and share and build relationships and build visions with you that we're not in conflict. We're on the same page. Beautiful.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum. We are with the famous Judith E. Glaser, who is the CEO of Benchmark Communications, Inc., and the person who coined conversational intelligence. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you grew the business to 2,500 consultants around the world. And also we're going to talk about what conversational intelligence really means. We'll dig deeper. Back in a few minutes.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Judith E. Glazer, who is the CEO of Benchmark Communications, Inc. You had been a consultant with a mid-sized company for years, and then you had this blockbuster book, 2014. Talk about conversational intelligence.
I have been writing books in the background.
And you'd seven before seven, that.
That's right. And animated films and all sorts of things. And they were all part of a trilogy. In my mind, it was a trilogy of putting together what's the difference between conversations and communication. People use the words interchangeably, but they're not. Conversations are something different. That we are designed for conversations at the cellular level. If you can believe this, cells talk to each other. They send chemistry to each other called CI, contact inhibition factor, CIF, which is like making conversations work.
And that's why we're jumping ahead, but that's why you were diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and
yes,
you actually solved it because your cells are talking to each other in a conversation.
That's right.
Or am I crazy?
No, no, that's exactly right.
Oh, my gosh. So, sorry for interrupting. Keep going.
Okay, so so what I was looking at in conversational intelligence is from the cellular level up to the human level, what does healthy conversation look like cellularly and culturally, and what does unhealthy look like? And that became, and by the way, my husband's research is in cancer, has been in cancer for 10 years, and he studied that. That's how we got that model. We put his work and my work together, which is what we say, co-creating, people putting their ideas together, invent new things in the world.
Mm.
And that's the beauty of this whole story about conversations. It's really quite fascinating.
Then the book took off.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you moved into space where you now have 2,500 consultants.
Yes.
Talk about quickly how that happened, okay, but more importantly, what they're doing.
Ben Croft from an organization called World Business Executive Coaching Summit,
mm-hmm,
where you have 50
well-known
thought leaders,
mm-hmm,
speaking, and I was one of them. And he had me speak 2 years in a row, and both years I was the top speaker in short and long.
And I've heard you're great.
Yeah, right.
I know, and I've heard you.
And he came to me and he said, you have to bring your work around the world. And I said, no, I don't want to give away my secrets. And he said, no, you do want to give them away because then you'll do more and more and more. And he was right. I was wrong. I was hiding all this great stuff that I had been writing. I had all sorts of materials that I hadn't given out. They were just my creative things that I was using just for me. And all of a sudden, he put had people hear me, and we had 12,500 coaches listen, of which 10% joined up the first year. And then the next year, even more. And all of a sudden, we have 2,500 coaches who are studying with me from 75 countries around the world, who are bringing this into education, government, business, personal coaching, you name it.
What is a step if you have a kid?
What should they be doing?
What should you advise as a parent?
Asking questions and exposing them to technology. All my little grandchildren sat on my lap between the age of 1 and 2 learning how to use technology, because that's how their brains are growing, and that's how they learned how to communicate and intuit and connect better than I'd seen. I mean, they're brilliant. Brilliant.
So what's your vision for the world? You've created something. You've created a stir and an excitement.
Yes.
What is it you hope that happens?
I see conversational intelligence grafting into every part of the world. Every discipline that's important, whether it's sports, whether it's education, whether it's, you name it, business. People need to know this because it's transformative. It gives them gifts. It opens up their gifts that they didn't know they had. Why shouldn't we become smarter? People used to say when I went to school, you stop learning when you're about 19 or 20. And then your brain is whatever it is. Mm-hmm. That is so not true. Every time I heard that, I said, that's another thing I have to fight against in the world. Beliefs that hold us back. Where there are more centenarians, more people that live over 100 now than ever in the world, because their brains are healthy, their minds are healthy, and their conversations are healthy.
So now we mentioned before about those cells communicating.
Yeah.
You went through an unbelievable time being diagnosed with stage 4 pancreatic cancer.
Yes.
And I don't know the official scientific name, but...
Metastatic is what it was, meaning that it wasn't just in my pancreas. It was in every cell in my body.
But somehow... It's no longer in your pancreas.
Well, when I was diagnosed, I was told by the doctor I had 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years to live. And they said that, the doctor said that in front of my children. And we all made a pact as a family to go into the web and find out what people were doing that went counter to everything that doctor said. And we found people that were living 20 and 30 years. So we said, that's it. I'm not going to focus on dying. I'm going to focus on learning. What is pancreatic cancer teaching my cells and teaching me to do differently? And all of a sudden, I learned that I was good at helping people learn, but I wasn't good at taking learnings from people, which is what leaders need to do. Duh. It's like, I'm my own thing. What do they call it? Something without shoes, the shoemaker without shoes. I had to listen to that, and it was brilliant. And all of a sudden, I started to bring people into my world to help me. My best friend's a doctor, and she'd come over every day, and we'd talk about what foods, what things I could do different, what exercise. I wasn't eating. I lost 40 pounds when I was going through the first part where I had this big tumor, metastatic tumor. But my doctor at Weill Cornell Presbyterian gave me the right mix, 8 different things together to be the chemo that I took that shrunk my tumor that's in the pancreas down to nothing. It's an unbelievable story. That, I have to say, Robert, coupled with having 2,500 coaches around the world on conversations, knowing that I had this, deciding to do prayers for me at 9 o'clock every morning in every country. That, plus the great conversations we were having in our webinars, I know that was as much important for my healing as the chemotherapy was. I know it, and I'm writing another book about it, book 8.
There you go. So we have a little over 1 minute left. Okay. And I want to talk about an inspiration for you, which is your father.
Yes.
Who taught you a lot about life.
Yes. So my dad turned out he was a stutterer. And until he was 10, in 10th grade, he didn't do very well, but he listened very well. And what I learned is that he had a teacher who taught him how to step into a role in a play, and his stuttering disappeared. He became my prime. At age 11, I read my first medical book to find out how his life was changed. And he went to the government and he said, I'm going to bring dentistry around the world. He became a dentist and they made him an ambassador. And he lived in 21 countries. He was the first person in China and Saudi Arabia and the Shah of Iran and all. I watched him use this challenge to become a gift and to bring dentistry around the world and to do all those things. So he inspired me to study conversations. Where in the brain did that take place, that moment that his life was changed? Where he could have never communicated to communicating in 7 different languages, learning them.
And amazing how you're cascading that
into
final question.
Yes.
Your website.
Yes.
Is
creatingwe.com is the primary website, and conversationalintelligence.com has a lot of things about conversational intelligence, which has been a lifelong effort on my part with the help of all the people that inspired me.
Judith, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Robert, great to be here with you.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.